We're learning Tosfos Yomi. We're in Maseches Kiddushin on page 74. It's the very first line of the Amud Aleph, the Daf Ayin Daled. And the topic is Nemonus. Who are we believing? The question here is really, it starts from Yuchsin, from the topic of lineages, that there are several cases when you have good reasons to believe somebody regarding the lineages, and just as a side issue, it lists several cases where there are other types of mnemonos, which is very interesting actually, because usually the rule is that you are believing to two witnesses. Now these cases are all exceptions, that you believe to one witness. And here it says, it's really three lines from the bottom and on the last Amud, Neman bal mekach loimar loze mocharti loze imocharti. So if somebody sells a product, he can say that I sold this to this one, but to this one I didn't. This is interesting in a case that they are arguing about it. So then you can ask the seller, which one did you sell it? When can you do this? Bisman shemek chay beyodai, in a case which you have his product in the product in his hand. Avol emek chay beyodai einay neman. But in a case when he doesn't have this product in his hand, meaning the seller has the product in his hand, because he wants to sell it. We want to make him involved in the case. We want him that he wants to sell it. Actually, it's very interesting, because why? So now he is interested in the case. Now his interest says to him, you have to sell it. And no matter to whom. So now reason would dictate, you shouldn't believe him really, because maybe he doesn't have a clue about whom he wanted to really to sell this product. He just wants to get rid of it. And because he's good anyway. Both guys want to buy this, so he will sell it, definitely. And at the end, he got the money. What if he forgot it? If he's not that nice of a guy, then he will deny that, okay, I forgot it, but I say that I remember that he was the real one. And the other guy will shout that, no, it was me and not him. And so you have no manners. So it's very interesting that you believe him. I really don't know why do you believe him actually, but you believe him if the product in his hand. Okay, let's see if Rashi has something to say. Rashi has something to say here. Nemon bala mekach sefer de brisa de la'el. Okay, it's continuation of what was above. Lozem ocharti im shnayim me'orim ala mekach. So two guys want to buy the same product. Zeimer mocharti li vezeimer li mocharti. One says you sold it to me. Other says you sold it to me. Vesheli hamekach. Lekaman mukei lei sheshnehem nitnu lo idomim. Okay, so later on he says that really it was the case that both of them gave the money. Kol echad ve'echad domim shelemim. Both of them gave full charge. Echad midate ve'echad bakor. Okay, so one gave it with his consent. One gave it without his consent. With force, bezman shemekhoi beyodoi, in a time of he has the product in his hand, the ramya olea lemedok sheloi lachzar loi mize. Okay, really, he's worried of something. Rashi says you what he's worried about. The ramya olea lemedok, so he must be precious in this issue. Cautious in this issue. Sheloi lachzoi lor. Mizeu lehachzir loi domov. Veiter amekach lemi sheloi nimkar loi. So he will be hurt in a case that he will give the bad one. Why? The kom lebe mishepora. Hilkach midak daik. So he has the mishepora on his shoulders. What is mishepora? The one who paid for the Dor HaMabul, for the generation of the flood that they were corrupt in their business dealings, should pay also for you that you are corrupt in your business dealings. So in this case, he's actually not corrupt, he's just forgetful. So why this is considered corruption? Because generally this was the topic, this was the sin that was the the reed that broke the camel's neck, the tip of the iceberg, or I don't know how to say, what was the last sin that they committed in the generation of the flood, that we were not correct in business, and they were saying, okay, I sell it to you, I say to you, no, I don't sell it to you, I changed my mind. So this could be done in a really nasty way, and this could be done like just by forgetfulness. But anyway, he doesn't want this. So he's afraid of this curse, rabbinical curse. So he's awake and he's focused on who is the really, really one. But I think that this curse is activated only in the time that the product is still by him. So, aval bezman sheima kaino de shnehem ochazim boy, eino neemon. So, if both of them are holding, then he is not neemon. The kevan the lava leharam yetu loy dayek leskor lemi hu. So, it's not any more interesting for him the case. So now, and it says v'nech zezuzim iman nokat. So we should see that. Who from whom the money was collected? What is this? If really it was, if we could see from whom he collected the money, I don't know how you identify the money that, okay, it was his. It is offered as a suggestion, as an alternative suggestion, in contrast with asking him. So he says, don't ask him, just ask him who gave the money. So this needs some explanation. Let's see Rashi. Really, now we are thinking that he got the money only from one of them. Okay, in such a case, I think it's the case that really you don't need him neemon. So, in such a case, there is no chidush, Rashi suggests. If you got the money only from one person, then you say, okay, I got this money from him. So this is no special neemonus here. It says, you need the special neemonus only in a special case. La tzirichei denokat mitravaihu. Ve'omer achad medaite, ve'omer achad medaite, ve'chad be'al korchei, ve'lo yadai hai minayu ve'ai midatai. Hai minayu ve'atai. Yes, and that's the case. So, really, this is only a chidush, only a novelty in the case when he gave the he collected the money from both of them, one of them willingly, one of them forcefully, against his will, against the seller's will, gave the money for the product, and despite the fact that it was against the seller's will, the seller will confuse. This is what we would assume, that he will confuse. It's interesting why we would assume such a thing, that you confuse such different kind of experiences. Maybe you can say that money makes you blind. If you got money, you don't care about other circumstances, which are quite different. It's a quite different experience if you receive money for a product in a correct way, and it's quite different that you just the money is being thrown to you, which is quite a different of an experience, but really it doesn't matter, because the main thing that you will remember is that you receive the money, and actually you find this concept rooted in the Torah, Shoychad Yaver in Chachomim. The bribery blinds even the eyes of the wise ones. So no matter how wise you are, if you got money, no matter whichever way you got the money, you may will confuse it. And maybe this is the this is what we would assume, but it tells you that really no, this is not so. If he got from two of them, then he will remember. And for this case, there is a big, big Tosfos here, and you will forgive me if I skip this long Tosfos and I show you an excerpted, an abridged version of the same Tosfos in the single place in the Talmud where it mentions the same case in a quite different context, when they are already arguing about the product. This is a case where they already have the product in their hands. Actually, both of them keeps the product in their hands, so that they are at the two ends of the product. And yes, okay. Just to be clear, next is Uzemi Manokat. Let us see from whom he is collected. Rashi said it's really asking the seller. Nechze meaning let's see, but it's really not see, it's really ask. And it's really the same nemonos of the same guy. We believe this guy, this, the guy who sold it, because he got the money only from one of them. But this is being rejected as a... Okay, so it's a trivial case. If he got only from one of them, for sure he remembers. The real question is, if he remembers in the case when he collected from two of them the money and he has the product still by his hands. Question of the Tosfos is a obvious one. So here we said that it works only if he has in his hands and not they have it. And the Gemara, the Bava Metzia Gemara, asked the question whether we could ask maybe the seller, even in a case when he doesn't have it in his hands, but rather the two guys are holding it. Okay, so this is Tosfos question on Bava Metzia, Daf Beis, Amud Beis, Melech Zezuzim Manokat, Pirish Rashi. Rashi explained here, Nishal Amaycher, we should ask the Maycher. Rashi here says the same thing as he said in Kiddushin, Ve'afal Gavda Ein Amaycher Neman. Okay, so we have just learned that the condition that he will be Neman is that the product should be by him. So, Ein Amaycher Neman, Keshe Ein Mechay Beyodai, Kide Issa Be'asar Yuchsin. Okay, we've just learned it. Hanim in the Bedenokat Mitzray Vayu, Aval Bedenokat Mechad, Neman Afil Ein Mechay Beyodai. Okay, so if he got the money only from one, then he will be believed. Yes, this we have seen already. This was the Rashi, so we don't have to worry about Rashi. Rashi says the same in Bava Metzia as in Kiddushin. It's very nice. He says the same reasoning, but okay. He said it's trivial. It's much more easy to remember who was the real buyer in a case when only one of them gave the money, and it's much more easier to assume that the seller will remember. It's much more easier to believe in such a case. And Rashi says it goes so far that even in a case when he doesn't have the product in his hands. Okay, so this is already something new. The fact we've seen already that it's easier to believe him when you have only one money and not the money of two of them. This was clear already from Kiddushin. But now Rashi put an additional level to it. This goes so far that you can even be moichel, you even don't need to care about the additional condition of mechay beyodai. So he shouldn't have the product by him. Okay, so this solves nicely the Gemara here, because it says in the Gemara, they are both fighting about it, each other. And then it says, Rashi means, let us ask the moicher, the seller, from whom you got the money. And he says, I got from him. From him I didn't got. and he doesn't have the product in his hands. So no problem, because in such a case, when they both agree this, then you can believe him. But then the Gemara says, okay, so it's not the case. Really, the case was that both of them gave. In such a case, it just doesn't work, because when you know that you have this special condition. Maybe we can make a short summary of the halachas that we've just learned, that you can believe the moicher either if he has the product in his hand, or he got the money only from one of them. But if you have both, the worse way, so you have both the money of both of them, and you have no product by you, then you're not believed. Okay, so that's it. And the two combinations are reflected by the two Gemara here. Very nice. So this is what Rashi says here. Why doesn't like Taisves here? Taisves has a textual problem with it. Taisves' problem is the garsinon basarachi the lai yadinon. So this is Taisves' problem, which if you decode, you know, garsinon meaning a version of a text, which means that maybe Rashi says that this is actually not a correct version of a text what we have. You can modify the version of our text, because our version of the text in Bava Metzia reads like the Nokat Mitzvayim Umechad Medaitim Umechad Me'akorhe. So he collected the money of both of them from one willingly from the other against his will. Veloy yadano mi hu medaite umi hu be'akorhe. And he doesn't know from which he collected willingly, from which he collected against his will. Okay. So what's the problem with it? Because he knows. Why? Okay, so this is a little tricky here. Because you say, Rashi just said, that this is an issue of an emonos. That he's not believed. Why he's not believed? You know, two conditions. He's not believed if he doesn't have the product in his hand, and he has both money in his hand. This is true, so he's not believed. So, even if he knows, or even if he claims to know it, we won't believe him. This is what Rashi just told us. If the two conditions are fulfilled, then he is not believed anymore. So even if he knows it, we don't believe him. So really, maybe he knows, but not us. And this is Taisves' short remark that Garsin and Mosarachi, if we correct the text according to Rashi's explanation, then we should write really Veloya Dinon. We don't know, the Beis Din doesn't know, even in a case when the seller claims to know. So for this Taisves says Ubechinam Dochak Lefareshkin. It was unnecessary to make such a far-fetched assumption, which makes it necessary to change even the text of the Gemara. You don't need it. You have really a much more easier solution, says Taisves. The Roche Porich Shapir. So it's a good question, it says. The Afal Gav De Emechai Beyoda In Emanu Ke'ei Dechod. Okay, so what was this special belief thing? I think that we can ask a question from our Gemara here, because in our Gemara, it was always a question of Nemonos. As I told you, always Nemon, 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 Nemon. So, okay, maybe it's not necessarily related, but here Taisves says it's non-Nemonos. Every person you can believe as Eid Echad. What is Eid Echad? It's a Shvua Deraisa. It's a swear from the Torah that if you have one witness against you, then you have to swear in order to deny the claim made by the witness. Here you have one witness. This one witness says you don't need a nemonos. Nemonos means mehemon kebetre. It's a special kind of force of his reasoning that was given to him as if he were to Not just one person, I mean, two. And two, Aiden, you believe. What two witnesses says is the truth. This is Torah concept of witness. But this is only one guy. So you don't have to extend him his nemonos. You don't have to believe that so, believe him so much. It's enough for you that you believe him as one witness. So what's the result? Very simple. You swear because the seller said that you didn't bat, so you must swear. The other one's claim is supported by the seller, so he doesn't swear. So that's it, says Tosfos. What's so complicated about it? Our problem is solved here. Because it says, so let us ask the seller. The seller will say something, you won't believe it. The other guy will swear. And the result is that, in a general case, you have to know that the Mishnah says, this is a general case of Chalukah. A general strategy, one of the general strategies which are applied here is that you split it into two and you make them swear. So here the suggestion is really simple. You should just ask the seller. A seller should tell you which one is, and then you don't have to make them both swear. You just make them make swear one of them, and it's very good. It's very nice. And what do we do? Okay, so if he actually swears that it is his, then, so what to do? I think, then you have the Edechad. Okay, the Edechad makes him swear. Okay, the other one should not swear in such a case, I think, because he has the seller by his side. And in this way, we spare, this is the good solution, maybe this is a problem with Tosfos, because in the case of Rashi, you had Nemanus, and the Nemanus, like two witnesses, exempted really everybody from Shua. This exempts only from one person from the Shua. And if what if he doesn't want to swear? If he doesn't want to swear, this means that we must believe. Okay, so this is what you get out of as a result. Two possibilities. Either he wants to swear, either or he doesn't. So this means either one or zero shvua, swear necessary. And if you don't ask him, then you need two. So zero, one, two. So very clear. Okay, I think that this is the suggestion of Tosfos, which is easier, but also It's a smaller result, because Rashi's solution causes that you don't need to swear at all, because you can rely on the seller as two persons, and then you don't have to swear at all. So this is what he says: Ke'edachod ve'amai shneihem nishpoin. So now it's not necessary for both of them to swear. Ve'amai shneihem. Nishpoin oisai shamoicher masayai yipoter mishua. But maishni am nishpoin, so what is this concept of both of them we would need to swear? Oisai shamoicher masayai yipoter mishua. Okay, so this guy who is being helped by the seller will be exempt from the swear. The idach yishav hashvua d'oraisa. The other one will swear of one witness, which is a swear from the Torah. The hashtagar is shapir, and this is already a good thing, because it writes he doesn't know, so we believe him anyway. So it fits better. The text. So it's better the text of the Gemara. Very, very good. And this is what we achieved by this trick. You know, Yishav HaShvua. Yes, Gershopir. Velo Yoda. The Yoda have a name on Ke'ed Echad. Velo Yoda. The Yoda have a name on Ke'ed Echad. Sorry. Vehashtagar is Shapir Vala Yoda. The Yoda Havinem on Kedechot. Okay, so this is just finishing the idea that it's really he, meaning the seller who doesn't know, doesn't remember from whom he collected the money, because would he know, we would believe him as one witness. You can believe kosher Jew anytime as one witness. So this is good already. But still there is a problem with this. Taisfes attacks his own explanation. Umihu hane milele shinuye de leisa kamon. The nishayel. Sorry. Umihu have matze le shinuye de leisa kamon de nishayel aihu. So really, for such a suggestion, it would be a more appropriate answer to answer that, yes, we want to ask him, but so you want to give a case for the Mishnah. Because in the Mishnah it says, both of them should swear and we should split it. And then it says, why should both of them swear? Ask the seller, maybe he does know, maybe he doesn't know, okay. But if he knows, then you can reduce the number of swears by one or two, and you're certainly better this way. Or if he doesn't know, okay, so we can still go this way. But so, why we can do? Because maybe he's not here to ask. Or, let me suggest, I don't know why doesn't say Taisfes. He says, sorry, I don't remember. This is also which he can say. It's much more easier. Mefarish Ri has a better solution to it. The Nishalohem. It's very funny. And I leave you with this. The Nishalohem Mimiki Bela Maichera Mois. So let us ask them. It's incredible. Now you believe them. So it's really interesting what she says. Now you already believe them. Because it says, "Sheinu nuchashtim loisoy l'shaker bozeh." We're not concerned whether maybe lie about this. Loimar nasati v'hu loy nosan v'gam heim einam. We don't suspect them of making such an outright lie that I gave, you don't give. No. I gave, you don't give. No. They will both agree. Yes, I gave the money. And he says, yes, you gave the money, but really, it was not a nice thing of you that you gave the money, because really he wanted to sell it to me. So with such a setup, maybe you can reach that, you can convince them to say something against themselves, because he says, I didn't give the money, but really, the seller wanted to give me the money. And then what? Several approaches you can find in the literature, but let's say, maybe you can say in a simple way, that, okay, so you don't give the money, so goodbye. So the one who gave the money is good. The other one says, okay, but they wanted to sell it to me. So it's a good question. What is this explanation from the Re? Sorry, for I now cannot explain it in its full length because of the time is strict, and it says loimar nosati vehu loinosan vegam eminom chalokin. So even they don't argue. Elolamin isratze hamaycher. Okay, it says explicitly they are really arguing about who did he wanted to sell it. Avol benasina samoy senom chalukim. Okay, so they're not arguing about who gave the money or who didn't. So in such a case, it's really your job to decide, and then other job to decide what did Re solve of Tosfos' problem that the Gemara should have answered this. And I also had another question to the Gemara, which says lechzezuzim imanokat. So we should see from whom he collected the money, which is a funny expression in and of itself, because you cannot see, because the money doesn't smell, so you cannot see on the money itself whose money was it 1 hour before. But you can ask them, or you can ask them the seller. So these were the explanations, and it's very interesting that the Gemara doesn't say any of these.